Was out at Caulfield this morning. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. It was certainly pleasant out at Caulfield. A little chilly, but some terrific horses going around, and plenty to look forward to on the weekend, Menzies Stakes Day.
Exactly. So let's talk about track work and also some of the key jump outs from this morning too. Look, starting off with the stable by stable, and Robert Smerton, he's having a great run at the moment. Of course, they got the money with Oak Door in the last on Saturday at the Valley, and he's got quite a few horses nominated for the weekend.
He does. Thank goodness for the Get Out Stakes with Oak Door. Very pleased to see him come back in terrific fashion, but another horse that's absolutely flying at the moment, Nadia's Ability, and he's going to line up in the Memsey. He's been outstanding this preparation, and he's aiming for his fifth straight win this prep after winning the Bletchingley last start. He had an outstanding jump out last week, and he looks to be in prime condition. He did a bit of pace work this morning. Robert didn't ask him to do too much. He's as fit as he can be, and wants him to run with everything he's got for the Memsey Stakes, and why not have a throw at the stumps at that sort of prize money? He'll be very hard to beat, and I'm sure that he'll do very nicely on the weekend. He's also got the answer, my friend, who was good resuming last start and went second at Caulfield. It's had two wins and two seconds at the distance and a win and a second at the track. Worked really nicely this morning on the course proper and got around 800 metres in a fairly sharp 50.75, Nadia. So I'd expect him to run very well again. Is likely to contest the benchmark 78 handicap. So definitely a horse worth following there, and should go well. Aside from those, he also runs Every Faith, who will more than likely go around in the mare's handicap. It worked 800 metres this morning in 50.95 for the 800 on the course proper, and was a really good last start winner when driving up the inside at Caulfield to beat home Divine Chills. I'd expect Every Faith to be extremely competitive once again. And Dulverton and Berisha, who will both line up. Dulverton's extremely fit and has either won or placed at its past four starts. It just did some pace work, as did Berisha, who was no match for Vega Magic last start, and I'd expect that you'll see a better performance from Berisha come this weekend. And all things considered, I certainly think you'll go very well if you follow Ability and the answer, my friend, from Robert's stable.
What about for Kieran Maher? He's got the likes of Merchant Navy, Bonds Away, and also Schism running.
Yes, Merchant Navy looking to continue his undefeated record. He's had three starts for three wins, including the listed Anzac Day Stakes. He's resuming, and he looks a horse with plenty of scope and is looking to be guineas bound throughout the spring. He worked extremely well in company with Bonds Away, who's won his past two starts at Sale and Mildura and is going very well. But they worked on the course proper over 800 metres this morning, Nadia, and Merchant Navy looks absolutely primed to run a huge race in the McNeil. Came home the last 400 in 22.5, so he's flying at the moment, and I'd expect him to be extremely difficult to beat in the McNeil. Bonds Away will contest the benchmark 78, and on its work this morning, I think it'll be very competitive coming back to the city class. While Schism had no luck last start and was given a freshen up prior to it, but prior to that, had won three on the trot, so I'd expect Schism to work or run well in the mare's handicap. It worked down at Warrnambool this morning, and all reports were that she's thriving since that last run, and she seems to be bouncing out of her skin. So Merchant Navy looks to be the pick of the three from the Kieran Maher yard, Nadia.
What about Stuart Webb's horses who are in the noms? I'm really looking forward to seeing how Anna Royale comes up this prep.
Yeah. Stuart's speaking to Stuart this morning. She'll likely contest the mare's handicap. She went 1,000 metres this morning on the course proper and looked in pretty good order. Came home the last 400 in 24 and looked really nice in her action. And I think she'll see a really strong performance from Anna Royale in the mare's handicap. All things considered, it's probably a little bit short for her, but you'd expect her to be running on very strongly. He also has Legless Verve likely to contest the, I believe it's the Heath 1100 Stakes. It's the winner of Group 3 level in the Manfred Stakes, and it went around quite nicely this morning, getting around 800 metres on the course proper, and a really sharp last 400, coming home in 23.3, and looks to be in terrific order and should run well on the weekend. While Stuart was also pretty happy with the way Great Esteem's come back, it'll likely run in the handicap on the weekend over the 1,400 metres. It worked 1,000 metres on the course proper this morning and came home the last 400 in a reasonably strong 23.8. So I think Great Esteem might be a little bit of value in the handicap over the 1,400 metres.
What about John Sadler? Any lining up there?
He's certainly praying for a little bit of rain after Charmed Harmony was only beaten by Hartnell last start and, in the Lawrence Stakes and was forced to ability. But he thinks if we can get a bit of rain, that Charmed Harmony will thrive in the conditions. Running outstandingly well and went around this morning over 1,000 metres on the course proper in a minute five. His customary strong gallop, and I'd expect him to be up on the pace and hopefully getting a nice little run along throughout. And you never know, if he catches one or two napping, Nadia, might be a case of catching him if you can, because he has been known to throw along a nice sectional during a 1,400 metre race, and it seems to be his prime distance. So I'd expect him to run well. Divine Chills had no luck last start when running on Saturday. We'll probably go around again in the mare's, I believe, mare's handicap, and it just had a quiet morning this morning. Well, Judy in Disguise is going to run around for Johnny, and it's lining up in the Super Vabus three-year-old fillies over the 1,400. As I said, placed last start and worked quite nicely this morning. I'd expect it to run competitively, just did 1,000 metres in evens and got home the last 800 in a reasonably comfortable 56. Nice-looking type of horse, and I'd expect it to run well.
OK, Mick Price, he's got a good team, as he always does, and King's Authority will be a horse who's likely to line up for him on the weekend.
Yeah, it'll go around in the McNeil. Nadia wasn't a bad run when third, when resuming behind Urak, who's been putting together quite a little record during the midweeks at Sandown. So there's no knock on the resumption for King's Authority. Obviously goes around against some quality animals, including Merchant Navy and amongst others, but works strongly over 800 metres on the course proper in 54.92. Came home the last 400 in 24.5. So just keeping a little bit up the sleeve for the weekend, and I'd expect him to be running on quite nicely. Might be looking for a little bit further, hopefully in a couple of runs' time.
And Oregon's Day?
Yeah, worked very well, over 1,000 metres. Obviously, the extra distance will suit from last start. Jumping up from 1,100 to the 14 will definitely be of an advantage. Has run and placed at group level over this distance, and I'd expect she'll run well. Heavenly Descent, a horse that is also nominated to run in the mare's handicap alongside Oregon's Day and Princess of Coins. They're all nominated for the race. Heavenly Descent worked really well, is in good order, worked like a horse looking to go to the mile this morning, but got home the last 800 in 51.37 and was ridden quite strongly the last 400 to run home in 23.54 on the course proper. I expect the horse to be very competitive and look for a very good spring carnival for Heavenly Descent. While Princess of Queens, I think a few people throughout the industry will be quietly hoping that she can run a bold race, and part owned by the now late Drew Morfitt, everyone will be hoping that she can get up and cause a bit of an upset and get a win for the family, who obviously our condolences are being sent out to. She worked 1,000 metres in a minute 9.57 and came home the last 400 in 24.15 on the course proper. Last start winner at Sandown, where Drew actually was on course and had his cheeky beaming smile in the winner's circle. So hopefully for everyone's sake involved with Princess of Queens, she can get up and be a nice little chance in the mare's handicap over the 1,400 metres.
Definitely. And what about John Maloney's Flying Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. He's come back in terrific order, Nadia. Probably didn't measure up in the autumn after winning the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas. Was probably a bit quick the autumn upon her, and she's been out, has come back in terrific order, had a couple of nice jump outs. She worked 800 metres on the course proper, I'm sorry, and just went around in evens and then really quickened up the last 400 to run home in 23.5. It was some really nice work from Flying Jess. I'd expect to see her going very strongly in the Cockrum Stakes. While he's also got Pay Up Bro resuming, who is known to run fairly well fresh. He looks in terrific order, and it worked 1,000 metres in evens on the Polly and cruised home the last 400 in 25. He also had a jump out not long ago, so I'd expect Pay Up Bro to be competitive again in the benchmark 78, Nadia.
Okay, and Clinton McDonald, revolving door in Danuki for him?
Yeah, Danuki had a nice jump out this morning and got along as its customary fashion up in the front and ran very nicely over the 800 on the inside grass. I'd expect it'll run well in the benchmark 78, while revolving door worked quite well. Had a bit of a anomaly with itself, running a poor race at Flemington, but I'd forgive that. Had a few little issues there, I believe, and it will more than likely contest the handicap over the 1,400 metres and work very strongly with La Romaine this morning, the Chris Lee train galloper, going 1,000 metres and home the last 400 in 24.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the interstate gallops today from stables that are obviously making Caulfield their home. We start off with Chris Lees. He had La Romaine and Revolving Door.
La Romaine did work with Revolving Door, as I said. He's actually, his work was very good. Chris was there and he was more than happy with the horse. He was saying that he'll contest the Memsey Stakes, and he got home the last 600 in 38 with Revolving Door, and as I said, came home in the last 400 in 24, but has travelled down well. He's a seasoned professional now. He's was a little unlucky not to win last start up there in Sydney. I think his fitness just gave out after a bit of a spell, and more than likely after this we'll either contest the Mackay Beaver Stakes, or there may be a carrot being dangled towards the Everest, so a decision will be made very shortly after the Memsey on which way La Romaine goes throughout the rest of the spring. If he does get a run in the Everest, he'll more than likely head back towards Sydney. So very promising campaign for Chris Lees. And he's also got another horse called Alleluia Boy, who worked nicely on the course proper this morning. It's from Japan, arrived in the autumn, and looks a nice type. Worked quite well this morning on the course proper, and I think you'll see a horse hopefully going through its grade. Looks a nice type. So no time this morning, but looks a nice type for Chris Lees.
And what did Yankee Rose do?
Yankee Rose had a nice gallop on the course proper over 1,000 metres, Nadia. Had a bit of a cider, and speaking with David this morning after the gallop, he was more than happy with the way the horse worked. She got home the last 400 in a tick over 24, went the right way of going the Melbourne way, was on her Melbourne leg the whole way, and really strayed out strongly the last 400. I'd expect her to run very well in the Memsey, and her record's outstanding, finishing third in the Cox Plate last spring, and was a winner prior to that in the spring champion up in Sydney. So you'd expect that she'd be super competitive here once again.
And then we have a talk about Nicola's Single Gaze. You had a jump out this morning.
Yeah, had a jump out last week and was very good, and once again had one this morning. Looks in terrific order. Cathy O'Hara on board, and finished behind Jarlin for Colin Little and Danuki. They all worked very well. I think it probably wasn't pushed out as strongly as the other two, but keeping a bit up the sleeve for the weekend. Nick seemed to be very happy with the horse's gallop this morning, and is very keen to have her gallop around on Memsey Stakes, in the Memsey Stakes, and hoping for a terrific run.
And what about Godolphin's horses, who headed over to Caulfield just to have a look at the track?
James Cummings sent out Trekking and Course UK, I believe it's called. Trekking, very good third behind Minari in the Rosebud last start, and Coruscate as a colt resuming was third in the Pogo in the Sydney Autumn and fifth in the listed St Albans Stakes down here at Moonee Valley. Nice types of horses. They both work quite nicely. No times on them, Nadia, but you'd expect them to run very well in the McNeil. James is certainly going very well since he's taken over the Godolphin operation, and they look to be some very impressive horses going forward throughout the spring.
Definitely. Who are the main ones to take out in the morning, Rob?
Oh, I think, forget the fact he did pace work, I think Ability will be very competitive in the Menzies Stakes. I think that Merchant Navy will go extremely well in the McNeil. I think you'll see good runs from the Answer My Friend, Anna Royale, Divine Chills, and also if you wanted to have a little each way on Heavenly Descent, I think you can do very nicely over the weekend, Nadia.
Sounds great, Rob. We'll talk more throughout the week. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Nad.
There's Rob Nicholson with his report from Trackwork at Caulfield this morning. It's approaching 20 to 12.